Tom Hanks Podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks Podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Tom Hanks. And this month we're celebrating Hanksgiving. This is the holiday that everyone should celebrate, where we just watch Tom Hanks movies during the month of November, because it's funny that Thanksgiving can be like T. Hanks Tom Hanks. So it's Hanksgiving. Yay. Okay. So for this month, I decided to figure out what is the best Tom Hanks movie. I had my friends and followers vote, and then we did a bracket-style voting, and then it came down to four movies. So the top four are You've Got Mail, A League of Their Own, Big, and Forrest Gump. And today, we're talking about Big! I'm very excited because I have two of my favorite people in the entire world. They give off big Tom Hanks energy for sure. Okay, first up we have comedian musician Zach Golson.
Hello, thanks for having me on the podcast. Thanks yeah. giving me for having me on the. It didn't work as well as I wanted it to, but yeah.
No, it was great. And then we have comedian Rob Skirbo.
Hey everybody, happy Hanksgiving. Thank you for having me on the podcast, and I'm just so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you both here. I do think you both give off Tom Hanks energy. Very likable people.
Oh, that is all I could hear that forever, and I would be just fine.
Same.
Well, I'll say it again. No, I won't say it again. But today we are talking about Big. Which is a Penny Marshall movie starring Tom Hanks, and it's the one with the piano. That's how everyone knows it.
Yep.
Okay, well, to begin our discussion of Big, I'm going to have you both give a one-minute opening argument as to why you think Big is the best Tom Hanks movie. Okay, who would like to begin?
I can go. I'll do it.
Okay. Okay. You ready, Rob?
I'm so ready.
Okay, go.
Okay, guys. Big is the best Tom Hanks movie for so many reasons, but I'm going to keep it real simple here. First of all, some great fashion. I don't think a lot of people really realize that it's pretty stylish. I mean, he's playing a kid, but his outfit's really cool. And then the actress that plays opposite him, very, like, just wonderful outfits, great costumes. That's pretty underrated. I think people don't bring that up. Second of all, it's just, guys, it's one of those movies that you think it's weird while you watch it, because you're like, oh, he's a kid and he's dating an older woman. But the fact that they pull it off is just so impressive. And only Tom Hanks can do that. I mean, it's a great Tom Hanks movie, too, because he's just, we get the best of Hanks. We see him young, curly hair. He's yelling. He's funny. But then he's also very grounded. And I think it's the best of both worlds. You're getting a very goofy Hanks, but you're also getting a very grounded and real Hanks, and I just think it's a real special movie. Love the soundtrack. There's so many memorable moments. It's a great cast. It's awesome.
Yay! Wow. You know, no one's ever talked about the fashion before, but yes, the fashion is on point. I like Elizabeth Perkins' dress when she goes to that party, and then Tom is wearing his tux and tails, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. And then the piano scene, he's got his sweater and then the fun print shirt. Yeah.
It's very cool. It's very hip, but I think very current compared to today. So I'm like, hey, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Right. Okay. Well, Zach, here is your turn. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, go.
All right. One word. Big, right there. Does it get any bigger than the word big? No, it tells you right in the title, this movie is big and you're gonna love it. Two more words, Robert Loggia. He's phenomenal as the boss of the toy company. How could you not love this man? The piano scene is iconic for good reasons. Two guys, two grown men, well, one's a kid in a man's body, but you know, they're having a great time on a piano, using their feet to play that one song that we all know but don't know the name to. the dun 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 song. What is that called? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe one of you know, maybe not. It's phenomenal. You also have three more words. Let's go with robot fortune teller. How could you not love Zoltar and his amazing powers that I don't understand how it works, but it does work somehow. Who's moving Zoltar around and is like, don't plug that machine in. It's for if some kid comes by and makes a wish, he'll get that wish granted. Oh, is that time? And that is my time.
Wow, that was really good.
Thank you.
Wow, that was great. I thought you were just going to stick on big.
Yeah. I didn't know where to go with that.
No, it was great. You're right. We do have to talk about that piano scene because I feel like that is the scene, but we'll see. Okay. Well, first up, I have a list of things that I think are important to a Tom Hanks movie. So we're going to go through that list and see how big lines up to it.
It's not going to work as well when you have the Forrest Gump episode. Let's see how Forrest Gump, it lines up. Doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Well, Forrest Gump won't work at all.
No.
Yeah.
I'm counting Forrest Gump out, and I don't mean to talk badly about any of them, but Forrest Gump doesn't stand a chance, folks.
I agree, Rob. Yeah. Thank you.
You know, I have to be impartial. but you know, there is one movie in this top four that is my favorite Tom Hanks movie.
I think I know what it is, actually, Rachel, and it's Big. After you finish this podcast with us, you're gonna go.
Yeah, I think this is my favorite. You're already convinced. I can really tell that you are not as you are being actually very biased already. Yeah. I can really tell that how much you like Big.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, this is the big episode. The big episode.
The big episode.
Okay. Well, first of all, I gotta ask, how Tom Hanksy is this movie?
Well, I don't know exactly what that means, but I think it's pretty dang Tom Hanksy.
I think it's a very clear question.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those like motions that Tom Hanks does. I can't, you know, it's a lot of that.
He's yelling a lot.
Yes.
And that's like iconic Hanks is him. Yeah. Like, it's like him yelling at Buzz Lightyear and that's iconic. We know that. And he does that here many times. He just also is he's so childlike in this movie, you know, I mean, that's the point, but he always brings a youthful energy to things. I'm getting a little too deep with this, but I think it's very much a Hanks movie because he's so youthful.
Oh no, Zach's frozen.
It's a great acting performance. When you mention that is like kind of early on, it's like him and his friend and they're just like, it's soon after he becomes an adult and they're just like kind of on some steps in New York City. And they're both doing like kid-like movements, like jumping up and balancing, like some stuff adults don't usually do. I'm like, oh, he really looks like he's a kid in an adult body right now.
Yeah. Well, fun fact.
Yeah.
They had David Moscow, the kid who plays him, the younger him.
Okay.
They had him act out a lot of scenes, and then Tom just did them as David had just done them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. How was he?
Also interesting, because I feel like in Forrest Gump he really based a lot off of the first kid. I mean, use what you got, guys. Any actors out there, just use what's in front of you, guys.
That's Tom Hanks' secret. He's like, there's a kid in this movie, I'll do what he's doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he did that, he like bases a lot of his characters off of the other actors in it, because if the Forrest Gump thing is correct, he changed his accent to match young Forrest. And then when he did Volunteers, he matched his accent to his dad.
Ooh, why is that? What, is his dad similar to that character?
I think he thought, like, my dad has an accent. My character would get that accent from my dad. So I would have the same accent. And then he was like, oh, the kid, I'm not going to make the kid change for me. I'm going to change for the kid.
Easier that way.
Yeah, also, I think I misunderstood. You didn't mean his real dad. You meant the dad.
No, the dad in the movie.
Makes more sense now.
No, he didn't. He was like, Dad, can I borrow your accent real quick?
Yeah.
I do think that all Tom Hanks movies have to have a moment where he yells. Like in A League of Their Own, he has the no crying in baseball. And You've Got Mail, he has the she has to be. And then in Forrest Gump, he has Greenbow, Alabama. Yeah. So what is the screaming moment in Big?
I'm pretty sure it's when he's playing. I know when he's playing wall ball or whatever with that guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You cheated. Yeah.
You cheated. And I think there's another moment where he yells at his friend, his little buddy. What's his name?
Like, oh, yeah. He's like, I'm busy. You know, like I have stuff I need to do. Like at his job and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, there's like no fame. I will admit there's no famous scene if where everyone's like, that's the line that he says. But he definitely does some yelling.
Yeah. I can't remember if he like yells specifically when he turns into an adult, but there's definitely like a manic energy that is just like, oh my God, I can't believe what just happened to me. Similar. Yeah.
I think when he, you know, when he goes to visit his friend at school and he's like, it's me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even when they're in the room and they're playing with the silly string, he goes, I feel that counts.
Okay, that's probably the iconic one. Then.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for coming in clutch right there. We were really sweating. We were sweating.
We were.
No, you guys are doing great. You brought up more. What I was like, oh yeah, when they're playing and he cheats and he's like, you cheated. That's I forgot about that one. Now quotability. How quotable is Big?
Like on a scale of 1 to 10, you think?
Yeah.
I honestly maybe like a 5. Like there's that thing that him and his buddy do that I don't even know the words, but they do that whole handshake. That's a quote that I think people do know.
Yeah, the song that they sing and stuff. It's down, like down, something. Something. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It is funny. I think it's the song that I mentioned earlier is probably almost the equivalent of like a famous line.
Heart and Soul, right? Soul. Isn't that?
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Chopsticks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
guess that's quotable, but that's not quotable, really a quote. It's music. It's quotable.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I do love that scene. Him and Robert Loggia are really playing that piece. That's I love that. I love that they're actually playing it.
Isn't it true that they wanted to get a stunt double and he was like, no, I'm doing it or something?
Oh, really?
Yeah. They practiced a lot and then they showed up to set and they had 2 stunt doubles for them. And Tom and Robert were like, no, you can send those people home.
Right.
And then the stunt doubles were like, dang it. And then they did the whole thing by themselves. So
they're great. I love it. And they look like they're having so much fun doing it, too.
Yeah. And that's not the actual piano from FAO Schwartz. They had to build one because they needed the one at FAO Schwartz is only 1 scale. Piano.
Yeah, you needed at least 2 probably for this piece.
Yeah.
2 octaves, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Octaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also it's just like an actual, it's more of a piano that you, whereas the one is like a mat, you know, those mats.
Oh,
it's not as fun. That one really lights up. I don't think it's really like that in real life. There's no way. That's such a nice piano.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's very nice. It's also not where it's located in the movie either. Well, none of it is because FAO Schwartz closed and they moved to a different location. So sad. Anyway. Okay. Next one. How rewatchability is important. How rewatchable is Big?
I think it's pretty high. I don't know what to compare it to. I would say it's like 8, 9, 10, something around there. I guess why not a 10? Is it a movie you could watch every year very easily? For sure.
Yeah.
Yes. I've watched this movie 3 times this year.
Nice.
I just love it. It's on Disney Plus. So I'm just like,
oh, cool. Yeah.
And it's so good. It's so silly. And I think it's so like romantic and weird. It's a weird movie.
It is a weird movie. Yeah.
Like it reminds me of like Edward Scissorhands and like even Elf. I think this movie and Elf are like the exact same thing. It's
Yes.
Kid in a big person body in New York falls in love with a woman who's like run out of her childlike youth because of her job. And he reintroduces what it means to be a kid to her while learning to be an adult.
Yeah.
And it's besides, I think I'm like pretty similar movies.
It is very similar to the Elf. Also, it Rob, is. You were just holding up a Zoltar.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I got my big Blu-ray, like I said earlier, and it came, I opened it and I was like, look at these little cards.
That's awesome that they put those in there.
What? I want one.
Has your wish been granted? Does it say that
there's
on the
three,
back?
So maybe when I see you guys again, we'll do this. Well, I'll
those
give you
wishes.
Those are yours.
Those are amazing.
No, I want to share. I just want to share.
Oh, Rob.
That's what big wow. brings to me. Makes me feel like, you know, it's all about sharing, you know.
You know what? Yeah. That's Tom Hanks energy right there.
Yes, it is. I agree.
Have you guys ever seen a Zoltar machine in real life? IRL?
You know what? Now I'm trying to think. I mean, I've seen a machine like that, but I'm like, did it say Zoltar? I don't remember. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, you've seen an actual one that said Zoltar?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you try,
well,
you
I
try
haven't,
it?
Did you?
Yeah. But, and I asked, I didn't ask to be big. I asked to be Tom Hanks, and didn't happen.
Oh, come on, Zoltar.
I know. But it was more like one where you just stick in a dollar and then a card comes out and his mouth goes, rah, rah. But it wasn't the coin one, you know, from the movie where you try to get the coin in his mouth. Never seen one of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But maybe one day. And then I'll put a thing in and I'll ask to be big. And well, I don't want to be big. I want to be Tom Hanks.
Just keep asking for Tom Hanks, you know, manifest it.
And then I'll be like, oh no, it's unplugged. What? and then the next day I wake up and I'm Tom Hanks. Wow, how fun.
That is awesome.
Okay, so it's rewatchable. I will. Someone else in another episode said that Forrest Gump is not rewatchable.
Interesting.
What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's so rewatchable. I mean, I love that movie, but I understand some people that despise it. And, you know, it's just one of those things. But I've rewatched that movie 100 times, too. It's got Hanks in it. It's all Hanks.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's all Hanks, I'll rewatch it.
Yeah. But if you're saying that Big is the best and Forrest Gump is also rewatchable,
well, then don't rewatch Forrest Gump.
I'm not going to play into tricks. I play honest. I play fair.
No, this
I
is very fair. Tom Hanks. Okay. Dang it, Rob, you're getting the Tom Hanks Award today.
I think all four movies in the top four are rewatchable.
Yeah. Can I?
Some of them take more time commitment.
Is that what it was? The person that said Forrest Gump is not rewatchable. Was it a time thing? It's too long?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which that movie is not that long. Everyone thinks it's like 3 hours long. It's not.
Two and a half?
It's like it's a normal movie, you know?
Everyone's watching it on cable probably. And when you watch it on cable, it's like 6 hours and I'm sorry, but you gotta remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so far though, Big is rewatchable like all other movies. It's not as quotable as the other movies.
I would guess not, yeah. But it's an hour and 40 minutes. That's nothing.
I do think though that to go back with quotable, I think it's more memorable than than a lot of them. Like there's so many memorable moments in Big that are just it's like the idea itself is so memorable compared to like what's the rom-com? I love that one, the Meg Ryan
You've
one.
You've Got Mail.
That one is amazing, but I'm like, I think Big has more like poppy stuff that is more like, whoa,
I will say yes. You've Got Mail is probably the least famous quotable one, you know, out of all of them, or like famous moments. People are like, oh, that's the AOL one. You know, whereas people are like Big, piano, Forrest Gump. And then they'll be like League of Their Own. There's no crying in baseball. So I don't know. You've Got Mail.
But besides you're no crying in baseball, what else do you say from League of Their Own? I mean, there are good quotes. I redact that.
Okay.
I feel like someone would come on here and be like, are you kidding? And I'd be like, yes, I'm sorry.
No, but you're right. Like, no crying in baseball is probably the biggest one. And all the other ones are like, you've watched it recently. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, next up, what are some of the best scenes from Big?
Okay. Oh, okay. So definitely the piano one. I'm going to throw out one that I think is underrated. When he first turns into an adult, or like soon after that, and his friend is like, let's go to New York City. We're going to find where this Soltar machine is. And then he's like, hey, I can't stay the night. I got to go home, because my mom will be like, what the heck? Where's my kid? So he's like, you're just going to stay in this hotel by yourself. And then he's in the hotel room and there's a lot of commotion going on out there. And Tom Hanks' character looks so frightened. And I'm like, I think that's how it would be if you were a kid and you suddenly got thrown in adulthood. And then you had to like stay in a place by yourself. And it was a little scary. He looks terrified. And I think that was like a great moment. And then after that, soon after, he starts to kind of jump into it, trying to figure out how to do everything. But it's a terrifying first night, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I nearly cried. I think you're so right. I mean, that scene is like, that's what I mean, is like Big has got layers.
Yeah.
It's great script, but like, I think that's why I'm like so surprised that people, if you rewatch it, you're like, oh, this is like a deep movie. And it makes you buy into it through moments like that you're like, oh, this is sad. Like, he is scared. So that moment for sure is great. I also like the scene after the Christmas or New Year's company party, Christmas mm-hmm. party, and him and what's her name, Elizabeth?
Susan, I think is the character.
Susan.
Is that the one?
Yeah. Susan. Her character's name is Susan. And they go to his house and they're just on the trampoline.
Yeah.
And she's like confused by him mm-hmm. and he's just like being a kid. And when they go to bed, she's expecting like, oh, they're going to sleep together. And then he's just like, good night, and gives her something. And like, it is weird because he's acting just like a little kid,
right.
But she like, it's a very, for me, I like it because it is strange. Like, she's kind of like, oh, I really like him. And it's a very interesting scene to me, that whole sequence at his apartment. And I think it's just done really well. And I don't know, when I watched that when I was younger, I'm like, oh, that's just cool. Like, I want to, that's amazing. I don't know. It's just interesting.
Definitely. Yeah. That, and then also the tiny corn, when he eats the tiny corn.
That is funny.
Which, that was improvised by Tom.
Nice.
Good job, Tom. And then also, I really like the scene where they're playing with the robots in the meeting, and he's like, I don't get it. He's like, what did you get? And he's like, I don't get it. Yeah.
Skyscraper robot, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, it's a robot that turns into a building? No one wants to play with a building. I think that's a good scene. And then them doing their thingy together, the whatever, the shimmy shimmy. That's pretty memorable. When he changes back into little Josh, that's a memorable ending.
Because he has, he's got big person clothes. He's got adult clothes. He looks so baggy in there. And he like turns around. Yeah. But it's also like kind of sad. He's like, bye. You know, but
I just feel bad for her in that moment. Like, that's the part. Cool. I think that people, like, of course, it's easy to joke on this movie because you're like, how does she feel? She's like, oh, shit, I just did that. Right. But I think it's like, hey, that's movies. We're pushing it. We're pushing crazy ideas.
I think it is. It's a very enjoyable movie, but it is one of those things, if you kind of think about it, like, what if this happened in the real world? I think it would be so hard for her to like rationalize what happened. If she was like, oh my God, I think she would never be the same. It'd be very damaging. I think her mom, his poor mom, it was like, he has this like adult guy calling her up and is like, don't worry, you'll get your son back in a month or two. It's like, she's never going to be the same. I don't know.
They really drop that plot.
Kind of, in the movie.
They're like, we don't know. This would get really serious.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. That's the 80s, though, right?
That is, right.
There's all these really serious things that they kind of just glossed over.
True.
Now that you guys have brought it up, okay, so the biggest complaint about Big is the fact that Tom Hanks is a minor in an adult's body and he has sex with Susan. So that's what everyone says, why it can't be the number one Tom Hanks movie.
Fair enough. I get it. Yeah. It's a wild choice.
I'm like, yo, calm down. It's okay. It's made up, and he's an adult. She thinks he's an adult, and he's a little young person in an adult body. If I was 10 years old and I was in an adult body, I would be a little dog. I mean, he's a little boy. He's like, oh, a beautiful woman. I mean, listen, it's awful, and there would be repercussions, but it is fiction, and it's just good fun. I mean, think about Edward Scissorhands. If that was real, that guy would need so much help. He would not be, no one would be like, oh, let's get a haircut. We'd be like, we need to get this guy in therapy. So there, you could look at any movie and go, this would never happen. So let's just take a moment and just remember it's a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to argue that one. So sorry for throwing that out there.
No, yeah.
Rob
did make up a good point, though, that it's like she has no idea. It's not. Well, I shouldn't say no idea. I guess he is very childlike. But like you would. That's not a thing. That's not like a real world thing that like someone can suddenly a kid can jump into an adult's body like that. So she would have. Because Tom Hanks is like a 30-something-year-old man in this movie. So in her defense, she had no idea. That's why I'm saying, I'm like, if you think about it, like how would her brain, we just see the very, when she finally realizes, oh my God, he's a kid. What? Like, can you imagine the next months and years for her? She's going to be like, I don't understand. No, like that's rough, but you don't see
she
that.
Does, yeah. She does say something at the end about like, can I give you my number?
Well, that's true. That's good. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's she says weird. For 10 years later is what she says. Yeah. I'm like, you guys need to cut off communication immediately.
I agree. I agree.
It's done. Yeah.
For the record, I agree. It is weird. Just for the record.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, no. It is weird, but I made you guys argue.
No, I don't want to argue that. You know what I mean?
I almost did. I was like so ready. And then I was like, Rob, stop it. This is not good podcast behavior.
No. Everyone is right. And they're thinking but yeah, you could say she had no idea because she thought that he was an adult, and you know, Josh, don't sleep with an older woman, you know,
but
that
what are you supposed to do, Josh? Like, Josh, come on, Josh, I get it, but it was wrong, everybody.
Also, and then I was going to make a joke about like most men are childish anyway.
You know, what's funny. Okay. So since you brought that up, I was like, there's not an actual sex scene, thankfully, but there's a right before the sex scene.
Yeah.
And there is that funny moment where like she decides like, I'm going to turn off the lights. And then he immediately puts them back on. He's like, I got to see this. And then his first move is like, he just reaches out for a breast and is like there for a while. And that's all you see beyond that. But it's like, I'm like, oh, he's a kid and this is his first time. And he's like, wow, boobs. And then I was like, I guess he's just like the other men. It's like, is it that different? I know.
But Hanks does that in Forrest Gump, too.
Exactly.
It's so funny.
I'm like, it is like his first time. But then like Rachel said, well, then a lot of guys are still like that.
That's what I mean, it's like, he's a hound dog.
Yes.
Is that Tom Hanks's go-to though? If he's doing it,
maybe
both
it is.
Maybe that's the thing you in this pot. You know, when you interview people about these movies, you're like, maybe not just yelling, but also just grabbing like that in an awkward manner, like he's never done it before.
He didn't do it in You've Got Mail or A League of Their Own.
Okay, so 2 for 4.
Yeah,
half is pretty good.
By the way, a random thought just popped in my head. When he turns into an adult and then all he has on is his underwear, like how big was his underwear if he's still able to fit into it?
They're tight. They
gotta be so tight, right? I assume.
They went from boxers to tidy whities.
Maybe that's what it was. They were boxers before.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Okay. So this movie has Penny Marshall, who also directed A League of Their Own.
Yeah, amazing. Two movies up here.
Yeah, a lot of people think that the power duo is Tom and Nora Ephron, but there's only one Nora Ephron movie on the top four. So
who directed Forrest Gump again? Oh, it's like Robert
Zemeckis?
That
was Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah, okay, I just popped in my head. All right. Okay.
Three women directors yeah. and one man. Wow, women are better.
It's true. Yeah. And Hanks knows it. Hanks knows.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah. He does. Wow. Okay. Well, what are your thoughts on, is Penny the supreme director combo with Tom?
I don't even think that's open for discussion. I mean, you just said two movies on this list. So, okay. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. And they have, she also, I feel like, is so responsible for, I think Penny Marshall in that casting department also like worked on Splash a little bit. And I think that they kind of just like, she like discovered him and really put him, she really elevated him to like as an actor. Cause in yeah. Big, he's doing some really big things as an actor. Yeah. It really showcases the Hanks that we know today. But before that, he really was doing a lot of comedy. So I feel like he really is digging so deep there. So I don't know. I give it up. Yeah, I think I would love to watch them together forever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think they worked amazingly together.
Yeah. You mentioned that this was a big movie for Tom. This was his first Oscar nomination.
Oh, was it really? Was it for, it was his nomination for Best Actor?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know that. That's cool.
Yeah. But there's another movie on the list that he won one for Forrest Gump. So what are your thoughts on that?
Philadelphia isn't on the list and he won for that.
True.
So yeah. That doesn't have to be the determining factor.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm convinced. Okay. Now next, I think.
I'd love someone being, I'm convinced. Yeah. In a kind of like a not convinced sounding
you
voice.
You got me. I'm convinced. Okay. I think New York City is important to a Tom Hanks movie, which a lot of people have argued that it's not. But this movie does take place in New York. So what are your thoughts on that?
It's an excellent New York film. You really, I don't know. You just get so much of like the vibe of the city of 1980, whatever year this is. I don't remember what year specifically, but it's very 80s. And oh yeah, Rachel, you can check for us. yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful city. I love it. He's got a nice high-rise apartment. I'm sure it costs a ton, but he's like vice president of the company now, so can afford to put a trampoline in there. And then he's got that beautiful look of the city.
Yeah, that's a dream apartment, that loft,
right?
Where
yeah.
you can just have a trampoline.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, I think we'd all take a trampoline.
Yeah, but I get scared that I would jump and then hit it wrong and fly out the window because it's
good
right
point, good
next
point.
To them.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Rob, on New York City?
I agree. I think I know. I just was so happy. I was like, Zach was so right, and it's true. I would be so scared with a trampoline in a loft like that.
Yeah,
but. I think New York City is also, you got Mail too, pretty good New York City movie. But I think this one, because he's a kid and that dynamic, he's like, we're discovering more of New York City. Whereas You've Got Mail's all about buildings and corporate people. And I'm
true.
Like, I don't connect to that. I'm a real American. I don't connect to that coastal elite stuff. Okay. I'm like, no, but no, I think Big, he's just, it's either eating pizza, ice cream and whipped cream and playing in the park. I mean, come on.
And does Forrest Gump even have New York City in it?
Oh,
there
yeah.
is one. He one celebrates scene. New Year's Eve with Lieutenant Dan in New York City.
And that's a great scene too. I mean, I think this, you're just going to, I mean, what's so great about this, Rachel, this, Hanksgiving is we're just learning more and more that Hanks is just the real deal.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's just obvious because you're like, oh, how did that movie, why did it work? And you're like, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
You know what's not on this list? Movies that don't have Tom Hanks in it. They're not on this list.
They're not on this list.
Yeah.
And people need to stop commenting that on your Instagram, Rachel. Where are the non-Tom Hanks movies?
I'll get to them. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, now I would like to talk about some other things.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so this movie has magical realism in it. It's the only one that does have that in it. All the other ones are based in reality or true things or fake true things. Forrest Gump is the fake true things. Mm-hmm. Does the magic make this a better movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's another world that we can't exist in here, but it's kind of fun to see in movie form.
Yeah. And that's why it makes it so timeless, is because it's like kind of like a little fairy tale, you know? And you can talk, it's like it just feels like an idea that you're like, well, that's big. Big did that first. So, you know, it's cool.
I mean, we can all go into a bookstore if we want to. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
Sorry, you've got mail.
And also the feather.
That's
true.
Yeah. But the feather in Forrest Gump, that's some magical, weird stuff. I mean, what's going on with the feather, folks?
It flies in and lands in his book. And then at the end, he gives the book to Little Forrest and he opens it and the feather flies out.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa.
That's a good point.
I'm like, they spent a lot of money on those effects. I'm like, you know, let's focus on the script. Okay. We'll make it shorter for those people that think it's too long, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. wait. Oh, I think that's it that I wrote down, because we talked about the bad relationship. Mm. It was Oscar nominated performance. The corn scene.
Great scene.
improv is very important to a Tom Hanks movie. He improvised the line, good thing it wasn't the fish, when he's leaving the bookstore and he gets the balloon caught in the door.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then in... I'm sure he improvised something in Forrest Gump. I don't know. There's no fun facts about it. So maybe he didn't. And then in A League of Their Own, he had to improvise when he was peeing because Penny Marshall was holding a hose and a bucket off to the side and making the pee noise. So she determined how long it was. So he had to just go with it. That's
incredible. Maybe I didn't know he improvised so much.
Yeah. Maybe improv is important to a Tom Hanks movie, which this one has it. So
Forrest Gump probably doesn't. So
it does. I don't think. I don't know.
Feels like a hard character to improvise within because he's so rigid. You know, I think his character. He's like very. Everything he says for a reason. Maybe the Greenbow, Alabama, was improvised by Forrest Gump, but it was in the script. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe the way he yelled it.
Greenbow, Alabama.
Best. That's like the best scene in that movie. It's just so funny.
I like when he has to pee.
I'm catching a running theme in Tom Hanks movies. He pees a lot.
Oh,
League of Their Own, Forrest Gump.
Oh yeah.
Is he peeing this one? I don't think he does now.
No, but half is still very good, Zach.
Yeah,
as we've discussed, half is like really good. Like we need to.
Peeing, improvising, and New York City.
Yeah.
Okay. We're basically jotting down all the things that we need in order to write a movie for Tom Hanks.
That's correct.
Would love to do that.
Wow. Okay. Now, and then the other one I have is he watched his co-star. I think he also hung out with his little friend in the movie to really get a feel of how little kids method acting, but not annoying method acting. You know what I mean?
Right, where you like never break character.
Yeah,
someone's like, "Oh, Mr. Hanks, can I get you a coffee?" And he's like, "I want a soda pop because I'm a 13-year-old kid," you know, or something like that. I don't know.
Very much a little kid saying that in a very Southern accent, too.
I don't know why I
want
Southern.
Soda pop. I'm a Southern Belle.
I don't remember what Josh as a kid sounded like. I guess he just probably sounded like a normal kid.
Honestly, very close. You were. It's very close to Southern Belle.
Okay. Southern Belle.
The little Josh did have a bit of a like New York accent, whereas I don't think Tom Hanks adult did.
Oh, okay. Was he like, no. I'm walking as a child here. Is that his New York accent?
Yeah, that was it. David Moscow, who plays young Josh, was also in Newsies, which is not a Tom Hanks movie, but it does have Bill Pullman in it, who was in A League of Their Own. Anyway, that brought it back.
The Tom Hanks cinematic universe is always around.
Actually, Rob, now that you pitched it, please, Hollywood, make that happen. Let's put all these movies Tom Hanks has been in.
And he was in Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, you know?
That's where it all started.
Let's do an Avengers of Tom Hanks movies. Why can't we have all these characters in one movie together? You know, Forrest Gump, Josh from Big, the coach from League of Their Own.
I think this is amazing. I mean, get Woody in there too. And
Woody's in there. Castaway. Get them all in there. That'd be fun. I mean, I would watch that. Look, is there anyone that would not watch that movie? Probably not. Everyone would be like, I gotta see this.
Tim Allen probably wouldn't see it.
Oh yeah, he'd be upset. He'd be like,
why didn't I get one? Or Henry Winkler doesn't like Tom Hanks.
Really? Why?
What happened? Turner and Hooch. They like, because Henry Winkler was supposed to direct it, and then they like didn't get along.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is funny. They're like known to be the two nicest guys in Hollywood.
I love Henry Winkler. That's such a shame. Oh well.
Yeah. Oh well. You know, two nices make go wrong.
It's like the magnet thing, two negatives or something. Yeah. It's like, or two positives. Yeah. Yeah.
But they're all three nice, which is why this episode is not going wrong. Okay. Well, I did ask people on Instagram why Big was the best Tom Hanks movie. So I'm going to read some of those comments. Aaron says, Elizabeth Perkins party dress. We mentioned that. That's good.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Great.
Yeah. Sarah said, I like that movie.
I got to agree. I got to agree.
Yeah. Bethany says, because.
These are great answers.
Yeah.
Jenna says, pure Lost Boy energy, Hanks. Hmm. Yeah.
Pure. Wait, did you say pure Lost Boy energy?
Energy. Yeah. Huh. Pure Lost Boy energy. Like,
I guess he's just like a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then Hillary said it shouldn't be # sex with a minor.
Oh,
see, can we? I mean, come on, guys. I mean, we could nitpick every movie.
True.
He didn't know. Penny Marshall probably didn't know. Okay, no one knew what they were doing. They were just trying to finish the movie, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they should cut out the leading up to it, because then it could just be they never, you know. But then you wouldn't get the funny jokes of him reaching for her boob, you know, or turning the lights off and then to him turning the lights on.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's very funny. But 100%, I do agree. I'm like, it's not a good thing when you think about it.
The movie would never get made today.
No.
It would never get made. And that's why I'm different. Like, you know what? We're lucky we got it. Because even though there's that weird thing, there's so much good about it, and that's why it's so good that the weirdest thing about it is this, you know, having sex with a minor, which is awful, but it's so good that you still want to root for it. I mean, what's more powerful than that, folks? Don't delete all of this, Rachel.
Look, she had a great point there, what she said. Can't argue against that. Rob is Right is a very heartwarming movie at the same time. I don't know, in a lot of ways.
It weirdly works even now when you're watching. You're like, oh, that's not right, you know.
Totally.
But you're like, I'm gonna keep watching, you know. It's an old movie.
It's old. As I used to say on my Disney podcast, it was a different time.
Yeah.
But you're really not supposed to say that. Then also, if you cut out the whole that sex, because I think they, you know, if they want to make everyone happy, just cut out that scene. But then you'd have to cut out the scene right after when he comes into work and he's all happy because he just had sex. And he orders coffee black.
You also have to cut out like a lot of other stuff with them later. Like, why is she so like invested in him later than when he's going to turn back into a kid?
And they kiss. Kisses his cheek. That's just as creepy.
Oh yeah, that is creepy.
Like, she's trying to date him and they're drinking wine and she's getting a minor drunk. I mean, guys, you can't toss the movie. Okay, we love the movie. Okay. It's too late. It's made.
Yeah, you just have to think it's Tom Hanks, the actor, doing this. So, you know, okay, well, those were all the comments. We discussed this movie and how it lines up to the other movies. But now let's actually go through and say why Big is better than the other top movies. Okay, so starting with You've Got Mail, tell me in like a few sentences or like a sentence, why is Big better than You've Got Mail?
It has more fun computer usage in it. You've Got Mail's got AOL. Okay, sure. This one has this old 80s computers and he's programming like toy stuff into it. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think that You've Got Mail is like super fun and silly, but Tom Hanks is like a mega rich guy. At this, I'm like, dude, and he's a jerk in that movie. Let's just remember.
Yeah.
That guy shouldn't be given second chances. All right. He's got everything he needs. All right. But I love that movie. But it's not as good as Big. It's just not. It's just not. The script isn't as good either.
I love watching Rob trash other movies and then follow up with. But I do love that movie.
Well, I love all these. I could root for. But I think the script isn't as good. And Nora Ephron's incredible. I think Nora Ephron's incredible. But Gary Ross, the guy that wrote it, wrote Pleasantville. He wrote. He's written a lot of amazing movies. And I think Big. It accomplishes a lot more than You've Got Mail, I think.
Okay, that one hurt me a little bit.
I'm sorry, Rachel. I didn't mean to hurt the host. Okay, no, I never mean to hurt the host.
No, you know what? You're arguing for Big. Don't come for Nora, okay?
I love Nora. I love her.
I think she's great. you know, she wrote, "This place is a tomb. Go to the nut chop where it's fun." Best line. Anyway. Okay. Now, how is, why is Big better than A League of Their Own?
It's more rewatchable, I think.
Oh.
I think League of Their Own takes itself a little too seriously sometimes.
Okay.
You know? But I think that I love the story. I think that movie is like more of like the best, like it's up there with cinema. Like I think it's one of the most important movies in cinema, but I think that like watchable, like being casual, I think that like when I mean like I flip it on at 11 p.m. while I'm falling asleep, I don't think so. Cause I'm going to be like, I'm invested. But with Big, I'm like, I could fall asleep through this. It feels so good in my head, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I've got a reason. A League of Their Own has an alcoholic Tom Hanks, and he's kind of a bummer. This movie, Tom Hanks is eating pizza, having fun.
Man, that's
isn't that more enjoyable to watch?
Yeah.
I don't want a sad Tom Hanks.
Drunk Tom Hanks. You're right. Some people say that A League of Their Own is not a Tom Hanks movie, but like a Gina Davis movie.
That makes sense. Yeah, I would say I would agree with that. But I guess he does have a prominent role. I don't know. How do you define if a movie is like a so-and-so movie? Some people might only say like if they're the top billed person, but I don't know. Sometimes I would personally go like top three or so. If they're like really prominent, I would.
He's the catalyst in that movie though. Like, he's the reason everything changed for them, I think. Like, if they had a good normal coach, it wouldn't be an interesting movie. You'd be like, oh, good job, everybody. Yeah. You know?
Okay. Okay, well, how does Big stack up to Forrest Gump?
David and Goliath situation right here. I mean,
yeah.
But I think that's why it's so great. It's... Forrest Gump has so many themes. It's throwing everything at you, all the feels. And Big is very simple and relatable and like interesting. And I think Forrest Gump is a little bit harder to digest. Like I said before, I think Big is very watchable. It's a very casual movie compared to the other ones. So I think, I don't know. That's why I think it's the best one, because it's light and fun.
Yeah. You know, Forrest Gump made a lot of money at the box office. But for some of us, a penny, Marshall, is more valuable.
God bless you.
Wow.
God bless you.
God bless
you. God bless you.
Okay.
He's not sneezing, folks. He's just telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you know, and I will say I think that Big is more fun than Forrest Gump because Forrest Gump sometimes makes me cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty sad movie a lot of times.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Jenny.
Jenny.
You know.
Jenny.
Wow. Okay. Well, do you have any final thoughts or want to say anything to the listeners as to why Big is the best Tom Hanks movie?
I'll say it again. Robert Loggia.
Robert Loggia.
No, really. I think it maybe has the best scene out of all these movies. That piano scene is so much fun. Mm-hmm. How can you not mm-hmm. smile watching that scene?
Exactly. I think that's like this movie. Big is movie magic.
Yeah.
It is surreal and it's real. Or it's just it's got magic in it. It's a movie. It's silly. It would never happen. It's the epitome of a movie. You know, it's what we want to go to a different place. And Tom Hanks brings us there. So.
Yeah, I agree. It moves. Wow. By the way, it moves quick too. It's like, you know, like you can't get on this ride because you're not tall enough. And his life changes because his next wish is I wish I was bigger. And there it is.
There it is. That's, he's big.
Movie's rolling. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know why this popped in my head. I like the toy that he pitched at the end.
Oh, the comic book sort of thing. Yeah. Choose your own like adventure yes. type of comic book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. It looks he like also, it's computerized too, right?
Yeah. It's cool. They should I feel like they probably have it by now. It's somewhere out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not, maybe it's not like handheld form, but like online or something would be my guess.
I'm like, it's an app now, probably.
Yeah. But exactly.
Yeah, probably.
But is there a skyscraper robot yet?
No, because
never.
I don't get it.
Exactly.
But is there a robot that turns into a bug?
Yeah, I think Transformers had some that did that.
Exactly.
And then they have ladybugs for the girls. I hated that comment.
I know.
I know.
I forget who's... Yo, you were going to say, Rob?
His friend, right? His friend says that?
Is it his friend? Which character says that? Is it the douchey one or is it...
I think it's in the meeting. It's just some random guy.
Just some random guy. We don't know who it is. Okay.
And we don't like that guy.
We don't like that guy. We can assume it's the guy that he fights with. That guy sucks.
Yes.
Yeah, he sucks. He cheated in that game.
Yeah.
And then he acted like a child.
I know. It's great. It's
great
writing.
Great point they make. Yeah,
it's great writing. Also, it's just because you got the movie's reminding you to remember to, you know, that your inner kid, don't forget that because that's what makes life like. When you treat it like that, then you're enjoying every day like a kid, you know?
Truly, truly.
That's what it's about. It's not about the fact that she's older than him and that there's a lot of issues with that. It's about just about being a kid.
Yeah.
Being a kid. If Tom Hanks can act like a kid in a whole movie and convince you that he is a kid inside, then we can all act like that.
Oh, I love you. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Wonderfully put.
Okay. Well, wow. You guys have really made some big points. I don't know if if Big is going to be the best Tom Hanks movie because we still have one more episode this month.
Okay.
I
hope people vote for us, but I have a feeling because of that one thing we're going to come in fourth, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I agree. You can, you know, go after the movie. Don't go Fair after enough. me though.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Listen, I'm just here to, I'm a lawyer, you know, I'm just here to defend the case. I have no money in this, guys. Okay.
Yeah. No, I will put a little preference up here. We're arguing, you know, anything that we say cannot be used against us.
That always makes an attractive podcast. That we love that at the top of the podcast.
Yeah. Anything we say cannot be used against us. We are just doing what the people told us to do, which is argue why Big is the best Tom Hanks movie. And we're trying to do that, you know. There. We're all safe.
Thank you so much. I feel so good.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, where can people find you guys?
I'm on Instagram at RealZachOlson. And you can check out my podcast, Baywatch Watch or Stone Cold Paradise. Thank you.
Oh yeah, you have two.
Oh
now.
Yes, I love that one. I love Stone Cold Paradise. Great music.
Thank you. Good music.
And you guys can find me on Instagram as well and Twitter at Rob Skirbo. Just my name.
Yeah. Wow. Well, how are you guys going to celebrate the rest of Thanksgiving?
Probably watch some more Tom Hanks films and listen to this podcast.
Oh, wow.
I'm very curious to hear the other arguments.
Yeah.
I'm very, that's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to listen to this and I'm going to be so excited every time I hear someone say something about the movie and I'm going to go watch it and then comment under a different account. and be very rude.
They are very different arguments depending on the movie.
Yeah,
I will say this has been like the nicest, you know.
Oh, okay.
You guys are very nice.
Aww.
I will say the League of Their Own one was very like fighty one. It's just,
well, that
maybe
movie's
that's
very
just...
fighty though. That movie's very feisty. We got feisty characters.
Yeah, good point.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's chill out, have a Sunday, and jump on a trampoline a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe that's the energy. And what energy are you going for? You're going for a chill energy, right? You don't want to be on edge.
No.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Hanks. For being here with me and being my guest today. It's been a real pleasure. You both give off major Tom Hanks energy.
Thanks to you and to everyone. Yeah.
Thank you. You create the space. You create the space for Hanks.
Agree.
Thank you. And Hanks for listening. Okay, bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast.